Get your praise on. Spirit 1400.
It's time to make a change. We are the people who can do it. Everybody say it's time. It's time to make a change.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spirit of Prophecy broadcast, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of Christ, where the very fine pastor is Elder Daniel Murray. The church is located at 6510 Frankfort Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. You can call us at 410-419-4336, and you can log on to the web at philadelphiachurchofchrist.com. Now, let's get into the broadcast with Pastor Elder Daniel Murray.
It's time. It's time to make a change. We are the people who can do it.
I want to say it again. Good evening. This is the Spirit of Prophecy broadcast, coming to you from the Philadelphia Church of Christ. This is Pastor Daniel F. Murray. Our lesson for today is the sevens of Revelation. The sevens of Revelation. The book of Revelation is addressed to the seven churches by Jesus Christ, who stands in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks on the seventh day of the week, and was sent to the seven angels or stars or ministers of those churches. There is a seven sealed book, and when the seals were broken, the seven angels sound seven trumpets, and seven angels poured out seven golden vials or bowls containing seven last plagues. The book of Revelation is indeed the book of seven, because it is the book of consummation and of the coming of Jesus Christ. John, 1 Revelation chapter 1 and 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the powers of the air, and the prince of the powers of the earth, and unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, John said, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced them, and all the kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the Lord which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And this is what was written to John and given to John, amen, on the book of Revelation in reference to the coming of Jesus Christ. One of the sevens we find is the seventh day. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. John said clearly, I also was in my your brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom, in the patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. The Lord's Day refers to a time when John saw the vision. The Lord's Day is not Sunday or the first day of the week. The Lord's Day is the seventh day. The Sabbath is the Lord's Day. God blessed the Sabbath day. God sanctified it because that in it he rested from all his work which he had made and created. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Genesis 2, 1 and 2. Remember, the Bible teaches us, the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested. So God rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. This let us know that God, amen, had a special interest in the Sabbath day because that's the day he rested after all the creation. And remember, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath day, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath of delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. God said, then I shall delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord. And he said, the mouth of the Lord have spoken it. Jesus said that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. So therefore we know that since Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath is the Lord's day, and the Sabbath is the seventh day of the week. Jesus said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord also of the Sabbath day. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And we need to get in the Spirit and stop doing the things that we that dishonor God on his holy day. This is one of the sevens. It was a 7 day. John was on in the Spirit on the seventh day. Then we find, thank God, among the sevens of Revelation, John also saw Jesus Christ walking amidst the seven candlesticks. And I turned, John said, and I to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, amen, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, on one like unto the Son of Man, he was clothed with garment down to the foot, and girt about the path with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs was white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. This is the only description that we have of Jesus Christ, and we thank God for it. But here we find him in glory, walking among the seven candlesticks. And his feet was like unto fine brass, and if they burned in furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. So Jesus Christ, as he walked among the candlesticks, and the candlesticks, by the way, are the churches, he had in his hand the seven stars, and the seven stars are the ministers or pastors of the churches. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth. And when I saw him, John said, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write, Jesus told John, write the things which thou have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars, which are the seven pastors of the churches of Revelation, and that thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, and they are the seven churches of Revelation. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks indeed which thou sawest are the seven churches. The seventh church, since we're looking at the sevens of Revelation, the seventh church is the church of the Laodiceans, which represent a lukewarm nature of the end time church in the church age, even today. We find the church is very lukewarm, and this is the nature of the Laodicean church. It was the seventh church of the book of Revelation. And Apostle John wrote and said, unto the angel, that's the star of the church of the Laodiceans, we speaking to the churches today, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. Christ was a little disgusted with the church today because of the way the church is carrying on itself. Amen. And he says, I would thou was cold or hot, because thou art neither cold or hot, but thou art indeed lukewarm. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knoweth not that thou art wretched, and thou art miserable, and thou art poor and blind, and indeed thou art naked. Then Jesus gave advice and counsel to the church of Laodicea. That means right now, while we live, while we listen right now to the spirit of prophecy, Christ has given us a counsel. And the counsel is, I counsel thee that by me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thou eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And as many as I love, Jesus said, I indeed will rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, Jesus said, therefore, and repent. This is the advice that Christ has given unto the church of Laodicea. These are the churches today who say that they are have need of nothing. But Jesus said, indeed, you are lukewarm. Behold, Jesus said, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me. So Christ has given us an invitation to let him in. Allow Christ to come into our churches. Allow Christ to take away the lukewarm mentality of our church world today and of this church age. To him, he saith, that overcometh will I grant to sit with me. And if we can overcome that lukewarm mentality, hallelujah, Jesus said, if you overcome it, I will grant you to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Christ is standing at the door and is preparing to come at a point of the seventh church. Another very interesting fact that we must understand, because of the sevens, we find that Christ is directly involved in every seven. From the seventh day to the seventh church to the seven candlesticks, Christ is directly involved. So since we're at a period of lukewarmness in the church, that means Christ is about to come, because we are living a Laodicean type church situation. Next, we find in reference to the sevens of Revelation, there's a seven seal book. There's a book that was sealed. It has seven seals. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. John wrote and said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, and a book was written, and on both sides, the back side, and also with seven seals, it was sealed. And I saw a strong angel, John said, and with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book, the loose the seals thereof. Now this book was sealed. That means no one could read the book, and it had seven seals on it. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither look thereon. That means we could not receive the knowledge, the wisdom, or the understanding that was in the book, because it was sealed and no one was able to open it. And John said, thank God, and I wept much. Hallelujah. Because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders in the glory of God said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, thank God, has prevailed. Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ is the root of David. He has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Thank God for the word of God. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of all four of the heavenly creatures, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. And they saw a lamb as it had been slain. Now, this is no doubt Jesus Christ, having seven horns and seven eyes, which seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. This is showing the omnipotence of God, omniscience of God, amen, and all of God's power. And he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Jesus Christ is the only one to open the book. And as he began to break the seals, we're going to look more specifically at the seventh seal, because when the seventh seal is broken, Christ put in an appearance. And during the seventh church time, Christ will put in an appearance. Amen. On the seventh day, Christ rested from his work. And when he had taken the book, The four beasts and the 24 elders, they fell down, thank God, before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And as the saints pray, their prayers go up, amen, as an odor, a sweet-smelling odor in the nostrils of God. And they sung a new song, a hymn, thank God, saying, Thou art worthy, amen, to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou hast slain and hast been redeemed, and redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. We have been redeemed, and God was able to go forth and open the book. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of angels round about the throne, and the beast, the elders, thank God, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s, and thousands of thousands. And they were saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and indeed, thank God, blessing. And when he had opened the seventh seal, now notice, we're looking at the seventh seal specifically. Why? Because this is the time that Christ put in his appearance. When the seventh seal is broken, thank God, it have a direct impact on everyone on the face of the earth. Revelation chapter 8 and verse 1. And when he said, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence. Thank God for the word of God in heaven about the space of an half an hour. And half an hour is about seven prophetic days, which is equal to 1 week or 7 days. Check that out. 7 days, a half an hour in prophecy. The heavenly hosts, having left the celestial courts to accompany Christ to the earth. So Christ is leaving heaven, and since Christ is leaving heaven, and there is no praise to go forth, because all the celestial hosts is leaving heaven to come to be with Christ at a time, thank God, that some don't want to admit, but it's judgment time. When the Son of Man, Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And behold, he shall, thank God, gather all nations. Look at this. Christ shall gather all nations. He shall separate one from another as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And then shall the king say unto those on his right, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations, thank God, of the world. And so we find, thank God, when the seventh seal is broken, power of God, amen, will go forth. And as the power of God go forth, we'll find, thank God, amen, that Christ will come to judge the world. And we find, thank God, amen, the trumpets. There are seven angels who are blowing, sounding seven trumpets. Revelation 8 and 6. And the seven angels, amen, had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. On the seventh angel sounded, they were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. These were the angels with the trumpets. And as they sound so loud, it even woke up the dead. And the 24 elders were set before God on their seats. They fell upon their faces, and they also worshiped God. And they said, We give thanks, O Lord, God Almighty, which are and was and are to come, because thou hast taken to thee, amen, thou great power, and you have reigned forevermore. And the nations were angry, and the wrath is come. Now notice, the world had an adverse impact, an adverse reaction to the coming of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Revelation 11, 18, the nations were angry, and the wrath is come. And the time of the dead, thank God, that should be judged. So all will be judged at this time. Why? Because it's the seventh trumpet, the seventh seal, and it's time for Christ to appear, because seven is a matter of perfection. According to the word of God, amen, seven is a number of perfection. It is completion. It is the dispensational fullness of the coming of Jesus Christ. And the nations were angry, and the wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and thou should have given give reward unto the servants and the prophets and the saints and them that fear my name, amen, small and great, and should have destroyed them that destroyed the earth. Yes, they have destroyed the earth of all their war and all they have done, but Christ is coming forth to destroy them and make all things new. And the temple of God was open, Revelation 11, 19, in heaven. And there was seen in the temple the ark of his testament. There it is, the ark of the testament of God, which are, amen, the Ten Commandments of God. There are lightnings, and there are voices, and thunderings, and a great earthquake, and indeed a great hail. The mystery of God should be finished in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when these angels begin to move, there's nothing that can stop them. They're moving under the power of God. They're moving under the auspices and the authority of God. And when these angels begin to move, thank God, what can we do? Thank God. So right now, we will submit ourselves and accept God, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. Revelation 10 and 7 teaches us, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, this trumpet shall sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Notice that. He says, now it will be finished. Remember that? Jesus on the cross, amen, is finished. And now we find, amen, with the ending or the seventh angel, amen, he says, the mystery of God should be finished. And he has, thank God, declared this servant to the prophets. Amen. The last seven that we like to discuss, amen, today is the last seven last plagues, seven angels coming forth, amen, from the throne of God. Revelation 16 and 7 teaches us. The seventh angel poured out his vow, amen, into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of God from the throne, and again, listen carefully, saying, it is done. Notice this, amen, with the seven plagues, we hear the word of God, it is done. With the seven trumpets, we hear the word of God, it is finished. It is time. Time is up. It is time to make ourselves right with God. It's time to turn our hearts and minds and soul to God. For God is coming to judge the quick and the dead. Revelation 16 and 17. Amen. There were also voices, and there were also thunders, and there was a great earthquake. This is the seventh plague, such as not since men were upon the earth, so mighty and so an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the earth of the nations fell. And great Babylon, remember we discussed it previously, great Babylon. This is a code for the word or for the city Rome. Great Babylon actually is Rome. It came in remembrance before God. For all that Babylon had done is now they must come into remembrance. And again, the Bible teaches us, and that great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. God is so serious about this. We must accept him as our Lord and Savior. And the Bible goes on to say, and every island fled away. There are no more islands. They're all gone. And the mountains were all gone. No more are to be found. We are standing before the judgment of God. This is the seventh plague. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. Now, a Roman talent is equivalent to approximately 50 pounds. Can you imagine 50-pound stones falling from the sky? And men, thank God, their response to it was to blaspheme God because of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. These are the sevens of Revelation, seven candlesticks. Christ was in the midst of them, walking throughout the seven candlesticks, which are the seven churches, thank God. The seven churches, amen, we told us, amen, and we're down to the seventh church, which is the Laodicean church, which is very much like the churches that we see in the world today. The seventh day, John indeed said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And the Lord's day is the seventh day of the week. and seven angels. These are the pastors of the seven churches. These are the one that God have charged by the Holy Spirit to go forth and to teach the word of God. Amen. To reprove, to rebuke with all long suffering, to make sure the word is going forth with the fivefold ministry of Jesus Christ. Then the seven seal book. And when the seventh seal was broken, what do we find? Christ comes forth. Amen. And as the seven angels sound forth their seven trumpets, we find that Christ come and there is a great judgment taking place. And then the last seven plagues are coming forth. And that last plague, a great hailstorm is coming. Seven is the number of perfection, completion, and dispensational fullness of the coming of Christ. Indeed, it shall happen. Indeed, it will come. These are the sevens of Revelation. Seven is completion. Seven is fulfillment. And Christ will fulfill all that he said in reference to the book of Revelation. Let us take our time and read more clearly the book of Revelation, understanding line upon line and precept upon precept, that we may understand and do, thus said the Lord. Remember, the book of Revelation is addressed to the seven churches by Jesus Christ, who stands in the midst of the seven candlesticks. On the seventh day, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the seventh day of the week, and was sent to the seven angels. And the angels are the pastors, thank God, the stars that God held in his hand, or the ministers of those who direct the churches. And there is seven seal book. And when the seven seals was broken, we found seven angels. They sound forth, amen, trumpets. It sounded so loud. It was continuous sounding of the trumpets coming from the seven angels. And they said, it is finished. And another angel said, it is done. And the seven angels, thank God, poured out seven golden vials or bowls containing seven last plagues. The book of Revelation is indeed the book of sevens, because it is the book of the consummation and of the coming of Jesus Christ. If we need to know anything in reference to the coming of Jesus Christ, we return to the book of Revelation. It was given to us by the Spirit of God and by the Spirit of prophecy. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, he wrote and said clearly, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. The seven spirits, these seven spirits, thank God, are before the throne of God. These seven spirits, amen, are going forth that we all may understand as they stand before the coming of Jesus Christ. Behold, he's coming, amen, with clouds. And we know, thank God, he's coming. And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. That means those who have died, who have pierced him and treated him badly, they also shall see him. There is not a secret rapture. Christ shall come, and everyone shall know that he is coming. The Bible says he's coming, and every eye shall see him. Even those who are dead shall be brought to life in the second resurrection because of him. Even so, indeed, this is the Alpha and this is the Omega. This is the beginning and this is the end. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. This is the seven revelations, thank God, of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Daniel F. Murray, your voice of prophecy, come to you from the Philadelphia Church of Christ, and we pray that God will bless you and keep you, and you'll understand these words according to his precious teaching. May peace be unto you. Amen.
You've just been listening to the Spirit of Prophecy broadcast, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of Christ, where the very fine pastor is Elder Daniel Murray. Please visit us at 6510 Frankfort Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. You can give us a call at 410-419-4336 or log on to the web at philadelphiachurchofchrist.com. If you would like to write the church, please write us at P.O. Box 66353, Baltimore, Maryland, 21239. Make sure you tune in every Sunday from 3:30 to 4 o'clock to the Spirit of Prophecy broadcast on Spirit 1400, the Spirit of Today's Gospel. Somebody.